Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
Don't forget to follow us on social media, Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. We've got a bunch of news to get into, some really exciting news out of Walt Disney World, and a theme park tip of the week that you're going to want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
So let's dive right in. Busch Gardens Tampa, their summer celebration is now every day through August 7th. You get complimentary beer samples if you're 21 and up. You can get two complimentary 7-ounce beer samples per day at Pantopia Drinks and Snacks.
Free is for me.
They also have summer celebration fireworks spectacular Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights, plus July 4th at 9:15 p.m. on the festival field. And their show Cirque Electric Friday through Mondays with shows at 3, 5, and 7. So lots going on there. Michaela, what's happening at SeaWorld Orlando?
They have some summer fun as well, but those happen select nights, May 27th through August 7th. Electric Ocean, that's what it's called. And that is so much fun with also their own fireworks, Ignite 360. It says it's fireworks, lasers, flames, fountains, spectacular. Bringing all those like vibrant colors to life in the sky.
I love it.
How awesome.
It's got lasers. I like lasers.
Lasers.
I think of Dr. Evil. Universal Orlando, their tribute store is now open. The merchandise location pays tribute to Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment classic films like E.T., The Extraterrestrial, Jaws, and your favorite, Michaela, Back to the Future.
It is my favorite. I am happy. I haven't been yet, but I'm excited to check it out.
Hold on to your debit cards, everybody. Michaela's going to the tribute
store. Oh, yeah. And I heard that the photo ops are very nice.
Cool.
I know for a fact the Back to the Future one is Doc's like house.
Oh, fun.
So you see like all the dog food cans, yeah. And you see the big old speaker that, you know, Marty blows up.
Yep. It's also a great place to get away from the summer sun.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like a walk-through exhibit, yeah. I would say. And those used to be rides other than E.T. is still a ride.
Right, right.
So Jaws and Back to the Future. And then there's one last surprise in there. At the end, next to where the food is, they have a big King Kong that you can go into his arm and take a photo as if he's holding you.
Didn't they used to have that when the ride was there?
They could have.
I think that was like
confrontation.
A photo op there. Yeah. Because now the mummy is where Kong was.
Is it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like, where am I? Like, Twister was over where Jimmy Fallon was.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. And Kong, the King Kong ride was over where mummy is. Yeah.
Craziness.
It's crazy.
Everything's changed so much.
Everything's changed. Speaking of changing, Michaela, what's happening at Walt Disney World?
Well, we all know that Disney owns Fox now.
Right. That's right.
So now it's 20th Century. Mm. And they are releasing a new movie. They already released a new movie, Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
Bob's Burgers is an animated show that now is a movie. And they have a pop-up store or a pop-up stand in Disney Springs next to the AMC theaters.
Oh, smart.
And you can get a free burger from Impossible Foods. Just a disclaimer, Impossible Foods is not
plant-based
meat.
Protein.
Yeah, it's not meat.
But it's so good.
It does taste like meat, though.
You would never know.
And they even give you the recipe for the burger.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome? And they have little fun giveaways and stuff. So Disney Springs is free to go into, and you get a free burger.
Right, but you got to pay to go see the movie.
Yeah, so if you want to see the movie, that's a different charge. But the pop-up store is right in front of it.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And then something that I found out at Star Wars Celebration.
Yes,
I went
you just
there this
got
weekend.
Back from Anaheim, California. We were talking to you from the airport.
Oh, yeah. We were talking to me right from Austin, Texas.
Yes, on our way.
Right, midway through.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going to Anaheim, California, got to sit through a Disney Parks panel that was talking about, you know, incorporating Star Wars into, you know, the theme parks and the cruises and having its own hotel.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of the stuff we already knew about, but a couple things they announced before I get into this news that I put on the sheet for us.
Okay.
They talked about how at Disneyland, they now have Boba Fett meet and greet and Fennec from the Book of Boba Fett show.
Okay.
We're hoping they bring it here to Disney World,
yep.
But probably not to Galaxy's Edge.
Really?
Because their storyline is different. Because Disneyland doesn't have the Star Cruiser.
Right.
And they're not following that linear timeline there. They now are mixing it up. Whereas ours has to stay within the new trilogy because of the Star Cruiser.
Oh.
You understand?
No.
You don't understand? So...
But I get it.
Right.
Like they have to follow a certain timeline because
right.
of the Star Cruiser.
So
and all
Boba
that
Fett
stuff.
Wouldn't, it's
wouldn't
not
it
in the timeline
right.
of, you know,
right.
what's going on with the new trilogy with Rey and Poe and Finn.
Right.
And with Disneyland, they're also bringing the Mandalorian meet and greet with Grogu, you know, Baby Yoda. And I really, really, really want them to bring it here. And I think that they will because we have the Star Wars trading post, or not Star Wars trading post, Star Wars, there is a Star Wars exhibit
right.
in Hollywood Studios, and
right.
that's where they have a Darth Vader meet and greet.
Right.
It's been closed for a very long time, but they did announce it is reopening, so we're hoping that they bring the Mandalorian there.
That would be smart.
Right?
And if they don't have it there, put it in Walt Disney, like Magic Kingdom, so you can spread out the Star Wars love.
Yeah, put it in like Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's much cool. fun stuff, and they also talked about on the Disney Wish... They're going to have, they already talked about this, they're going to have a bar themed after Star Wars. And it's like the Skyline Lounge where the scenery changes.
Nice.
It changes to different planets. And in the kids club, they're going to have a different section for Star Wars like they have on the other boats. But it's not like the Millennium Falcon. This one's going to be focused on Star Wars creatures.
Oh, fun.
And they showed a picture of a little porg. From the new trilogy that they're going to have there. And it looks so lifelike. So I'm jealous for the kids, but I probably will be still going to their open house just to touch a pork.
I'm just here to touch a pork.
And another thing they announced at the panel is that you could enter to win a honeymoon aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. It's called the honeymoon, just a disclaimer out there, because of the new book that they are releasing, mm-hmm. The Princess and the Scoundrel. Which is Han Solo and Princess Leia honeymoon aboard the Star Cruiser. So it's only fitting and only, you know.
That's so funny.
They want you to be able to experience what they did. I'm sure it wasn't all perfect either.
Probably.
If it's a book. So you get round trip airfare to Walt Disney World, a 2-night adventure aboard the Star Cruiser, 3 nights at a Disney hotel. So that's not the Star Cruiser. So that's like 5 nights total.
Wow.
A 2-day ticket with park hopper option, a copy of the book that I just told you, The Princess and the Scoundrel by Beth Revis, and she signs it.
Ooh.
An audiobook of the same book, a $100 Disney gift card, and they give you a portrait session on the Galactic Star Cruiser, which I saw other people's portrait sessions, and it looks amazing.
Cool.
Memory maker for the rest of your Disney trip, and 2 reservations for Oga's Cantina, and... Just so much stuff. Like, this trip alone is just so much money.
So have you signed up?
I probably am going to sign up
Can single people sign up? And
that's what I'm
really
saying. It's just a giveaway.
Yeah.
It's just a giveaway. And sailing would happen in December.
Yeah.
Wow. We have many dates in December.
Cool.
So, yeah. I probably will sign up for this. Any of you that are listening should too. Don't let the word honeymoon
scare you off.
Scare you. Because, again, I don't know what the requirements are to sign up, because all I know is what you could win. But when it does launch on the Disney Parks blog, look into it. You never know what the requirements are.
You never know.
You never know. They could just say you and a friend. They probably could just say, whatever.
Right. They can't discriminate.
Right. Just because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to participate.
All right. Well, so much good information. And you kind of glossed over that you were at Star Wars weekend.
Yeah.
You also met Ewan McGregor.
I did meet Ewan McGregor.
Obi-Wan.
Phenomenal. I went to the world premiere.
Yes, you did.
Of
the new Obi-Wan.
On a Thursday. And then I met him on Saturday.
Very
it was exciting. A great weekend. It was 4 days long.
We were worried you were going to get arrested.
Yeah, because I love Ewan. But no, I was polite. I was nice. I'm sure that there's other people that... Probably got arrested that weekend, I'm sure.
but
the fandom's
the
that hard. No, it was nice. It was a nice weekend to go see all the Star Wars fans, and I'm one myself. So, good weekend. Next year, it's going to be in April in London.
Ooh.
I will not be going next year, but if you go, have fun.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll be back in the States
the next year.
The next year.
Yeah. All right, Michaela. What is our theme park tip of the week?
So, something that I was thinking about, especially on my trip out west, because I love to plan.
No.
Well, a big tip I do for myself, and I've never shared it with you guys, is check the theme park app exactly a week before you hit the parks. It gives you a good idea of what the crowd levels are going to be like and what the wait times are going to be. This does not include holidays.
Right. Yeah.
So if the week before is like Memorial Day and you're trying to decide like, oh, the Monday, those numbers are probably going to be way off.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. If you're going for Christmas and you're checking the week before, those hours are probably going to be way off. So I highly suggest, though, just check the app. See how long something is going to be, because I saw something on one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of, that one of these people who were traveling to Orlando made like a list of, oh, we're going to ride this ride from this ride this time to this time and go to eat lunch from this time to this time. It was so inaccurate.
Mm.
I guess they never had gone to the theme parks before.
Oh.
And they only gave like some wait times, only like 30 minutes, when sometimes those rides wait times could be like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So just get a good idea of it. If it's your first time going to the theme parks, try to keep one day per park. Don't try to park hop. Yeah. That's a lot on
you. Or invest in the Genie Plus.
Yeah, invest in Genie Plus. And speaking of that.
Yes.
You.
I. Me.
You're going to Disney.
I am.
This weekend,
I get to go experience H2O Glow at Typhoon Lagoon.
Yay.
And I'm also finally going to ride Rise of the Resistance.
Wait, you haven't ridden it yet?
No.
Oh, my.
And I'll get to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind again, which
Yay!
Is like the best.
So much fun.
So next week I'll have information on all that fun stuff from H2O Glow.
So great. Next week's going to be awesome.
Awesome. And it's good that it's at night, so I don't have to worry about getting sunburnt. And with that.
Yay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And leave us a 5-star rating and a review. And we will catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.